Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Maximus, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're into long-term wealth-building plays. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Maximus tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive this stock in the coming years. So grab a coffee, let's unpack this together, and figure out if Maximus is a hidden gem for your portfolio. First, let's get a quick snapshot of who Maximus is. Operating in the government services space, Maximus provides business process services primarily to government health and human services programs. Think of them as the behind-the-scenes partner helping governments run smoother, from managing Medicaid enrollments to supporting welfare programs. They're based in the U.S. with a solid workforce, and they play in a niche but critical corner of the business services industry. Their market position? Pretty specialized, which can be both a blessing and a curse, as we'll see. Now, let's touch on some recent vibes around Maximus. News-wise, there's been chatter about their steady role in government contracts, which is their bread and butter. No major scandals or game-changing pivots recently, but their latest earnings call for Q1 2025 dropped some interesting insights that we'll dig into shortly. Performance-wise, Maximus has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Short-term, the stock has had some ups and downs over the past month and quarter, but over a longer horizon like the past year, they've held their ground better than some peers in the sector. Compared to industry trends, they're not leading the pack, but they're not lagging too far behind either. So with that backdrop, let's jump into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's really going on under the hood. Strengths. Stable revenue stream from government contracts. One of Maximus's biggest strengths is their reliance on government contracts. These deals provide a consistent revenue base, as governments aren't likely to cut back on essential services like health and human services processing, even in tough economic times. Looking at their income statements, revenue has been solid, with steady figures year over year, which is a green flag for long-term investors like us who crave predictability. Strong financial metrics. Diving into their numbers, Maximus boasts a decent current ratio and quick ratio, showing they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Their gross profit margin is also holding up well, suggesting they're managing costs effectively while still delivering value. For a company in this space, that's a solid foundation. Positive free cash flow. Another bright spot is their free cash flow yield. The cash flow statements show they're generating healthy free cash flow, which means they've got room to reinvest in growth or reward shareholders without stretching themselves thin. For us long-term folks, this is a key indicator of financial health. Experienced player in a niche market. As highlighted in their Q1 2025 earnings call, Maximus has deep experience in navigating the complex world of government services. This isn't an easy space to break into, and their established relationships and expertise give them a competitive edge over newer entrants. Weaknesses. Heavy dependence on government spending. Now let's flip the coin. While government contracts are a strength, they're also a glaring weakness. If budget cuts or policy shifts happen, and let's be real, they often do, Maximus could take a hit. Their revenue is tied too closely to political whims, which adds a layer of risk that's hard to ignore. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Looking at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly comforting. They're carrying a fair amount of debt, and while it's manageable for now, any rise in interest rates or a slowdown in cash flow could make this a bigger problem. As investors, we've got to keep an eye on how they manage this moving forward. Limited diversification. Maximus is pretty much all in on government services. Unlike some competitors who might dabble in private sector gigs, their product and geographic revenue segments show a narrow focus. If something disrupts their core market, there's not much of a safety net to fall back on. Valuation concerns. Speaking of metrics, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't screaming bargain. Compared to the industry average, Maximus looks a bit pricey, and even the forward PE estimates don't suggest a massive discount down the line. For value hunters, this might give you pause. Opportunities, growth in government outsourcing. Let's talk potential. The Q1 2025 earnings call emphasized that Maximus is well positioned to capitalize on a growing trend of governments outsourcing more services to cut costs. If they can snag more contracts, especially in emerging areas like digital transformation for public services, there's room for revenue to climb. Expansion into new regions. While their revenue by region is currently skewed heavily toward the US, there's an opportunity to push into international markets where governments are also looking for efficient service providers. If Maximus plays its cards right, this could be a long-term growth driver. Leveraging tech innovation. The earnings call hinted at investments in technology to streamline operations. If they can integrate more automation or data analytics into their offerings, they could boost margins and stand out from competitors. For us, this is something to watch. CapEx today could mean bigger profits tomorrow. Healthy dividend yield. For income-focused investors in our crowd, Maximus offers a decent dividend yield. It's not the highest out there, but combined with their stable cash flow, it could be a nice bonus for those of us building wealth over decades. Threats, policy and regulatory risks. Here's the big one. Government policy changes. A shift in administration or a new budget priority could slash funding for the programs Maximus supports. The earnings call mentioned navigating a dynamic policy environment, but honestly, this is a constant threat that could derail growth overnight. Competitive pressure. The government services space isn't a solo act. Other players are vying for the same contracts, and if Maximus slips on execution or pricing, they could lose market share. Industry performance data shows competitors are keeping pace, so there's no room for complacency. Economic sensitivity. While government spending often holds up in downturns, a severe economic slump could still force cuts or delays in contracts. If we head into a recession, Maximus might not be as insulated as we'd like, especially with that debt load hanging over them. Market volatility. Short term, Maximus isn't immune to broader market swings. While we're focused on the long game, those weekly and monthly performance dips can test your patience, especially if sentiment around the sector sours. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Maximus is a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? On one hand, they've got a stable niche with consistent revenue and decent cash flow, which is music to a long-term investor's ears. Their experience and positioning for growth in government outsourcing are promising, too. But on the flip side, the heavy reliance on government spending and that debt level are real red flags. Add in the ever-present threat of policy shifts, and you've got a stock that requires careful consideration. For me, Maximus feels like a watch-closely candidate. There's potential for steady growth if they execute well and expand their footprint, but the risks aren't trivial. So where do you stand on Maximus? Are you intrigued by their stability or spooked by the policy risks? Drop your thoughts below, and let's keep the convo going. And hey, if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a quick bullet point SWOT on our platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.